1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, I do think it's time for Tom Rules.
Music.
Stuff. Oh, what a lovely fellow.
Hey, this is Tom Rule, the Mac Music Guy. MacMusicGuy.com with a few thoughts on being good at something. Recently, we decided to put siding on our house, vinyl siding. What we had before was Masonite, and it was dying. Hang on a second. I'll get to the music part in a second. So we heard this father and son duo who came in, and I'm telling you, they were artistic. Watching them put all the pieces of this puzzle together has been absolutely fascinating for me as a musician and as a creative person who really understands the process of creating something from nothing. And that's essentially what they're doing. They're taking all these bits and pieces and parts, and they are assembling them into this new whole structure that's around our house. Pulling parts out of boxes and this box and the other box, and then they had to go to the store and get this other shutter and all this sort of stuff. The whole process has just flowed. When they come to a problem, they already know how to solve it because they've done it before. It has been a work of art. It was interesting. I was talking to Michael, the son, the other day, and about how I was enjoying watching them do this because they've got a workflow happening, and they measure, and one of them goes to bend the metal or cut the thing or the this or that, and then they put it up, and they just know how to do it. But I was talking to Michael the other day about how well orchestrated the whole process has been, and we got on this conversation of how often that people assume that it's easy just because you make it look easy. He said they have had numbers of people say, well, that's just easy, I could do that. And he said, you know, at that point, you kind of want to just pack up and go home and let them do it sometimes. Or hand them the hammer and said, okay, you do it. But if they did, they'd ruin part of the job and they'd have to go back and redo it. So it's just fascinating because as a musician, and as a teacher, I have seen that same exact thing. You know, when you're in a band that is really good, where things flow, where you have worked really hard to make it look really easy, people just assume, oh, that's easy. Anybody could do that. It's not worth $1,000. Here, we'll give you $150. And that's just the side effect of being good at what you do, I think. It's true probably in just about every field. I would think a little less so for engineering because people just assume engineering is difficult. But people assume because so many non-musicians can do music a little bit that, it must be easy. One of the things that I'll do in my music appreciation class is have them clap a steady beat. And inevitably, it takes about 30 seconds and the class has just totally fallen apart. And then I'll go off on a tangent about how, you know, in a band, it's not just your beat, it's everybody else's beat, and all the beats have to be exactly right, or the performance is just horrible. I saw a YouTube video, kind of the same concept, where a band director somewhere told his students, okay, for this, I want you to play one note incorrect in this four-bar segment. And they did. Every student only misplayed one note. This was a band about 50 or 60, it looked like. And it was horrendous. It was horrible. And he said, essentially, those students played 90% of the notes correct. And he goes off on this short speech about how in all of our other classes, we assume 90% is good enough for an A. Why are we not shooting for 100%? Because in real life, we want 100%. You don't want 90% of your gas bill to be correct. You want all of them to be correct, or your electric bill. Or you don't want 90% of the gasoline you paid for, you want 100% of the gas. So why is it we say 90% is good enough? Whereas in music, it's got to be 100% all the time. Just like the Olympic athletes that we've been watching in London. Fascinating stuff, but that's what it's like, being good at what you do. One of the hassles, I guess. On the other hand, being good at what you do means you're good at what you do. Yeah, that was significant. Captain Obvious strikes again! This is Tom Rule, the Mac Music Guy. Send me a comment, music@macmusicguy.com. And remember, I'm living proof God has a sense of humor.
4, 3, 2, 1.